You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radios, USA-365.com.
The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, a 16-point lead as we get set to start the fourth quarter here from Bulldog Gym. Crown Point leading at 16-9 at the end of the first, and then 36-22 at halftime, and now 54-28. Crown Point outscoring Maryville 18-6. In that third quarter, here's Maya Scheit on senior night, starting to drive, circling at the right corner to the far side. Now starts to drive, the pitch for Vania. For Van Diel, lifts a three from the right elbow. Ellie Van Diel, triple it up. Ellie Van Diel with a three-pointer to start the fourth quarter, and the lead continues to get bigger and bigger. 19 points, it has not been any larger for Crown Point here tonight. Now Alvarez with the left-handed dribble. Alvarez at the right elbow. Tries to feed it for Torrey Miller. Now goes for Tannehill. For Torrey Miller once again. 45 seconds shaved off the clock for the fourth quarter as Miller almost feeds it for Tannehill. Tannehill almost had it stolen away by Scheit. And Scheit gets a steal. Scheit into the fourth quarter left. Racing. Right-handed scoop. Counted for Maya Scheit.
Good defensive play by Scheit, getting the steal and taking it home for the two-point layup.
And the lead 20-plus for the Lady Bulldogs. They've 21 specifically at 59-28. Or check that, 31 points. The lead just continues to get bigger and bigger. Didn't realize it was getting that large, but Crown Point in a hurry, leading it like just like that. And now we have a whistle, and looks like we have a foul.
Yep, I think contact was made in an attempt to steal.
Yeah, Maya Scheit, I believe.
Yep, I think that is number three on Maya Scheit. Three team fouls for Crown Point, five for Maryville here in the second half.
Looking to trigger the ball inbounds, the Maryville Pirates with Brittany Williams for Kennedy Tannehill. Tannehill in between the circles. For Williams at the top of the free throw line. Williams circles. Now Alvarez starts to drive. Left hand to hook. Good.
Nice play there, taking the pass and take it all the way in by Alvarez.
59-30, the lead 29 for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. I didn't realize it was getting, the lead was 29 in this much of a hurry, but Crown Point has just been dominant. Now there's a steal by the Maryville Lady Pirates as the Nate Joshua with the steal, and Maryville with 2 minutes gone by in this fourth quarter. Torrey Miller feeds it over for Kennedy Tannehill. Now Miller rushes with the left hand. Crown Point on the verge of 12 wins this season, with three more to go. And by the way, for Chris Siebert, this will be win 48 with Crown Point. Here's a miss from the top of the key by Alvarez, I believe.
With the rebound.
Vania with the rebound. And here come the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs.
Vania,
look!
She got it in.
Vania.
Nice feed from Scheit on the assist.
That Vania with 4 points in this game, Dave. 2.5 minutes shaved off the game clock. 61-30, the lead gets bigger and bigger for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, who are heading to 12-8 here tonight. As a miss from Joshua, the ball trickles out of bounds. We'll go to Maryville, 5:18 for the game. Chris Siebert sitting down, enjoying this one.
Yeah, Vania had the rebound, but she just lost control of it as it rolled out of bounds there. So Maryville with the throw in.
Here is Alvarez looking for the trigger for Williams. Williams in the lane, lets it go, misses, wide left, and here comes Crown Point with Maya Scheit. And Dave, with the Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs coming up on 5 minutes, let's see if they want to take some time off the clock here. You might also see some reserves come in, maybe with a couple minutes left, as the ball trickles out of bounds, last touch by Maryville on a tip.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think I see Williams maybe looking just a little tired. She should have made that last free throw. She had a clean shot there from right underneath the basket.
Maybe a little frustration.
And she overshot.
Maybe frustration, too, on the face. David is 61-30. Her team is trailing.
Yep.
There's a foul on Alvarez as Van Diel will draw the foul.
The other factor that takes place at this point in the game when you're down that low is your confidence level is definitely low. Whereas the confidence level for the Bulldogs is almost sky high.
Well, the Bulldogs know, and the Lady Bulldogs, they know they're headed for a win here tonight. As Scheit tries to get around a Vania screen. One thing about Crown Point, they love to set up the screens as Van Diel starts to drive for Scheit. Scheit with the right-handed dribble. I'm sure Team Maya would love to see Scheit get the layup here. She comes up missing, but a foul. There was no basket to begin with, but a foul on Maryville.
Yeah, activity there in the lane. And it looks like the foul is on number 23, I believe.
I believe it was illustrated as Brittany Williams. If that's the case, they've been at us for four foul.
Yeah, that would be number four on 23. We thought it was fourth foul on her a little bit earlier, but it's definitely fourth foul now.
Yeah, they've just...
Now, curiously, Janae Joshua comes to sit down on the bench instead of 23. She's still out there.
And Dan Dill arcs it off the front iron, 4:30 and counting as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs not officially have won this game yet, but...
Did she miss both free throws?
Yeah, she missed a free throw, Dave. She did miss the free throws. It is a bonus opportunity
with
seven fouls. She forgot to mention it is a bonus opportunity.
It was a non-shooting foul. Okay, that's right. So she missed the front end of a 1-1.
And we're going to see Stoddard, Sanborn, Santiago coming in, Vania, Van Deel, Phillips getting pats on the back from their head coach, Chris Siebert, with 61-30, the lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Maya Scheich comes around a high screen by Sanborn, pitches it for Santiago. Santiago, she has quick speed. Let's see what she wants to do with it here. Backs it out for Sanborn at the top of the key. 2-3 defense by the Maryville Lady Pirates as the ball out of bounds and last touch Crown Point. So Maryville will get the ball one tick under 4 minutes, 3:59, before Crown Point can win their 12th game of the season. They'll be on the road Tuesday night. Only three games remain on for the Lady Bulldogs. Kankakee Valley Tuesday night, Chesterton here next week, and then on the road against Bishop. No, we will carry the next two of three for the Lady Bulldogs, Kankakee Valley and Chesterton here. Here's a three attempt, leaves it short by Thomas. The ball trickles into the corner as Stoddard with the rebound. Here comes Abby Stoddard with the right-handed dribble. Pitches it for Sanborn. A three from the left corner. Triple, lay it up. Paige Sanborn. Oh, that gave her third three of the game.
And again from her favorite spot over there in the left corner. Look out for Sanborn in that left corner. She can knock him down.
64-30, Paige Sanborn. A big reason as to why the Lady Bulldogs are heading for their 12th victory here tonight. 3:10 and counting. The Maryville Lady Pirates of the basketball. Front court left. Here is Alvarez. Alvarez in between the circles. Right-handed dribble. Looks like a couple of new Bulldogs slated to check in. Crown Point going deep on their bench. Here's a three from the left corner. Remy, no. And the rebound controlled by Brittany Williams as that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, Crown Point. Looks like Yasmin Porter about ready to join Sydney Goodman in for Maya Scheidt. And Sydney Taylor, listen to the ovation for the seniors.
Good job by the seniors tonight.
Chris Siebert giving hugs.
8 points for Taylor Tindall.
So much appreciation.
And 12 points by Maya Scheidt here. It looks like they're going to be done for the night.
So 64-32 with the lead. 2:40 and counting for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Crown Point, as mentioned, headed for a win. And the ball goes out of bounds. Of course, I do like the game stories. Do talk to the head coaches. But I think I do want to talk to the seniors, Dave. I think I'm going to see if I can talk to Maya and Taylor after this game. On this, their night, literally is their night. It is senior night here at Crown Point High School. So front court to the right for the Maryville Lady Pirates. As here's a feed down low for Tannehill. Cash off the glass for Tannehill. So 64-34, the Maryville Lady Pirates with the basket. 2:20 and counting before Crown Point can call it a senior night. And certainly a memorable senior night. Defeating your arch rival, although Maryville has had their struggles this season, only three wins for the Maryville Pirates in the 2017-18 season. The ball out of bounds will stay with Crown Point. As Grady checks in for Tannehill. 2:04 for the game. Santiago still in. Likewise, Abby Stoddard. The seniors out. They're calling it a senior night. Yasmin Porter in the game has the basketball and looks like...
I think we had a travel there.
We had a travel, yeah, we do, Dave. Porter with the travel.
Yeah, Porter Jr., the forward, 5'7" junior forward, Yasmin Porter. Getting some action here in the varsity here in the late going of this game.
30-point lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Here is Grady pulling up, misses with the baseline jumper. And here comes Crown Point. Not needing really any more points, but they'll try to maybe add a couple here before the night's over. Here is Santiago, a three off the back iron. The ball loose and a leaping rebound. Thomas, as here comes Grady with the basketball, loses the handle. The ball's still loose at the right, at the left elbow.
And I think we had a travel
here on the Maryville Lady Pirates.
Yeah, whenever you move around on your seat, it's going to be a travel. You got to know that by now.
Cole coming into the game for Williams. Cole, one of the starters, only a sophomore at 5'9". As we are a minute 20 from calling it a night for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Maryville not giving up yet, though. Still applying pressure. Here comes a double team on Santiago. The ball trickles out of bounds, and last touch, Crown Point, a bad pass. 1-11 as the crowd, a partisan Crown Point Lady Bulldog crowd, showing their appreciation here tonight. Coming up on the final minute before Crown Point can put a bow on this one. As Alvarez with the left-handed dribble for Miller. Miller starts to drive right of the key, lets it go. Count it for Miller off the glass. Nice move by Miller.
Nice touch.
In Constellation. 64-36, the lead, 28 points, and we have a whistle, a timeout.
No, it's a travel call
on the Lady Bulldogs, and that's going to allow the bench to clear, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know what you really want to do to clear the bench, but it's going to happen. Yeah, just 48 seconds to go here, chance for some of the underclassmen and reserves to get into the game.
And we got Chris Tindall, the sophomore, in. Here is a baseline jumper, count it. For 32, do not have the number. We'll get the number, but 32.
Yeah, she hit a two-pointer off the JV squad for Crown Point.
66-36, the lead, a 30-point advantage for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs as the ball comes loose, still with the Maryville Lady Pirates, as a bad pass intended for Cole, and that's going to do it. Trying to get you to 32 was...
That was Alexis Smith. 5'10" forward, sophomore, off the bench for the Bulldogs, normally playing on the JV squad.
15 seconds, down to 13 seconds. Let's see, Crown Point wants to try a number three, Remy Engel.
Oh, how about that?
Here's Tindall getting in on the action, has to make her sister proud. Down to 3 seconds, that's going to do it, as Maryville just dribbled the clock out, want to get out of town. And literally so, the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs on senior night, they get a huge statement, 69-36, the winning streak, a three-game winning streak for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, and 6 of 7 wins for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. I'm Frank Sprinkle, you're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including 4 other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. As we begin a new year, this is a good time to resolve to do a better job.
take better care of our families, and protect our hard-earned investments, property, and our health. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance, a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
Imagine your home equity setting you free. Imagine taking the trip of a lifetime, cooking in the kitchen of your dreams, sunny afternoons in the pool, or providing a college education. A home equity loan from Horizon Bank can make it happen. With great rates and personalized service, Horizon can help you go further than you ever imagined. Talk to your Horizon advisor or apply online at horizonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.